And welcome back to the Just Means Less ACC podcast with your host, Micah. This is going to be Micah and Hayden on this one. Nick's been very, very busy doing a lot. And this is a chance for Hayden and I, who watch a lot of non-ACC baseball, to kind of go through, because Hayden, correct me if I'm wrong, but does it not feel like, especially not even just us, we're a little bit more open to non-one and two seeds advancing, but you know, there is a big popularity right now in the college baseball world that no three or four seed's going to advance. And though you and I both have a three seed, I think, right? Actually, no, I don't have a three seed advancing now that I think about it. You do. But, you know, none of us are super high on the three or four seeds necessarily advancing, but we need to give them their flowers as well. So we're going to go through and we're going to rank the three and four seeds. But before we do, Hayden, we've already chatted, so I kind of know how you're doing. But give the people a quick 30-second to a minute synopsis. Oh, my gosh. 30-second clip review of how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I was just looking. I don't think I have a three-seed advance in either. However, I can make a case for about, honestly, four or five to advance. I'm doing pretty solid, man. I'm pretty stoked for tomorrow. I can't wait to get off work at like 4 o'clock, head straight to the Conway Regional, spend the rest of the weekend there. And then guess what I'm doing? As soon as that game is over tomorrow night at Coastal, you best believe I'm going home. I'm going to have my four TV screens going. I might even get wild and bring out a fifth one. Woo-hoo. But you best believe you already know I'm watching that Cal State Fullerton on the big TV tomorrow night.
We can end the list here. Hayden's going to rank Cal State Fullerton number one in the threes. I'm ranking Sanford, and that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. No, but I'm excited because, you know, you and I have been big components, you even more than me. But obviously on this show, I've been a big component of baseball teams. And I'm very, very excited to kind of go through. Hayden, I'm using 11.7's podcast, or excuse me, they are a podcast, but their Twitter account. They put out like the list of their teams. I'm using that as my basis, so I don't have to actually like try to remember who every three and four seed is. So not a bad idea. That'll help to kind of maybe not skew my opinion, but that could be a technical, like, you know, I guess divider or third. You know, they can break a tiebreaker if you and I are really determined on something that we don't see eye to eye on. So, Ed Hayden, let's start with the fours. You know, we will do the last first.
Wait. Before you do that, you know, I pulled up their page as well. And the first thing I see is their regional picks. And I just point out the fact that one of the guys has Louisiana winning that regional in Coral Gables. And so help me God, I will be on a certain watch list if that happens.
Hey, Hayden, I don't know if you noticed, but that same guy also picked UNC Wilmington to win your regional.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but he picked Dallas Baptist and West Virginia. So I think he goes two for four.
Yeah. He also ranked Louisiana as one of the best uniforms. Oh, he did it by regionals. Okay, that makes more sense. Interesting. That's kind of cool, actually.
Hey, that Tulane jersey is pretty sick.
So I used that bird logo originally in the brackets that I made there, Hayden. But the problem is it just doesn't look good, and that's such a small picture. Like, it looks great blown up, but not very small. The Stanford with the hardest road to Omaha is intriguing to me. But we can get to that later.
Are we doing the fours first?
Yeah, we are doing our fours first. So I think what we'll do is we'll work backwards. I know that's kind of lame. Talking about the lower seeds. I mean, I think George Mason's the worst four seed. There's an argument. I just did it earlier, the Gainesville Regional, you know, preview that we did. And FAMU's pitching is abysmal, and they don't hit particularly well. I mean, they hit well, obviously, for a SWAC team, but you kind of go into the deep analytics and you see their non-conference, and it's like, ooh. So there's an argument for FAMU here. But RPI says George Mason. The A-10 has kind of been a terrible baseball conference. I mean, for a while there, Davidson's RPI of 230 was the leader.
Right.
St. Joe's was the top seed after that. So I want to go George Mason. Are you okay with that? Are you on board for that?
Dude, I will go George Mason 16 on one circumstance. We go Florida A&M at 15.
That was where I was going anyway. So that works out really well here. Let me just try. I should have typed up this little like keep track tab before I started the podcast. But, you know, some things are best. So, you know, saving for the best for last. And of course, I got to go backwards, which is super annoying. So let's go 10, 11. But yeah, no, FAMU definitely falls under that category, which is really surprising to me because they put Eastern Illinois, you know, at 15. I do think Eastern Illinois should be at 14. RPI kind of says it. I mean, the OVC is not that great. I think EIU got hot at the right time. If this would have been Morehead State, they're probably a little bit higher up on this list. But the OVC is, well, not a lot of baseball schools, A, but B, not very good at baseball. So I'm kind of on board with them at 14. What are your thoughts on that, Hayden?
Who do we have at 14? You said Eastern Illinois?
Yes.
Yeah, they would be my pick for 14 as well. Honestly, dude, for 13,
it starts to get interesting. Like, I think honestly, 14, 15, 16 are in like their own like world. And you could even make an argument that 15 and 16 are like isolated by themselves, then a small gap to 14, and then there's a cliff. Because I think you can make an argument really for any of these other 13 to honestly be the one. Maybe not the one, but in the top three.
Because I've even watched a good bit of Army, and Army's top 10 in my opinion, but
I think Army's even higher than that. We'll get to that in a minute. Dude, as a Virginia fan, I'm actually nervous about 12 p.m. tomorrow.
dude, I'm telling you, like, I was starting reading the Rider. Dude, they have a rotation at Rider.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think.
And their rotation is not bad.
No, I think Central Connecticut State at 13 kind of works. I mean, they have been the best team in their conference, but, I mean, that's like saying, okay, you have, like, the best-tasting water in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, right.
The NIC is just not very good. I don't mean any disrespect to Northeast Conference baseball, but not overly great. I mean, 36-12 is obviously a very solid record, but, you know, this is a team – Hayden, do you know they played LSU twice? Do you know what their combined score against LSU was?
This is Central Connecticut State?
Yes.
Their combined score, I'm gonna guess, oh, probably something among the marks of like, I don't know, like 5-28.
In 14 innings of baseball, they lost by a combined 39-4.
I was close. I was going to say 35, but
that is an average of 19.5-2.
Mm.
They have a 5-2 loss to Northeastern. They did beat Fairfield 16-12, so that's pretty good. You know, Fairfield was a pretty solid team most of the year. They lost to UConn by 6. Let me see where else here. Yeah, dude, they have no quality wins.
Like, hey, you know, I know we're at the 13th mark right now, but if it comes down to it, hear me out. You have to go Penn over Tulane no matter what. Reason being is Penn actually went to New Orleans and won that series. Yeah.
No, you're right.
They competed with South Carolina. They lost to South Carolina, you know, in three games by a combined 5 runs.
I mean, here's my thing, Hayden, and this might where it gets interesting, because unless you disagree, I think Central Connecticut State at 13 just makes sense.
Yes, yep.
I think Tulane should be 12. Like, I do too. I understand, like, you know, obviously you've mentioned it. You patent this name, you know, America's team. I'm all on board. I mean, we've gone over my fandom for the Angry Wave, plus you factor in a freaking Pelican. But, like, you know, and I mean this in no disrespect, but, like, Tulane got swept by Irvine. They lost to Cal State Fullerton. You know, they lost to UCLA, lost to USC, got, you know, technically swept by Campbell in a 2 week. They took one of three against Penn. You know, they were 2-3. I mean, they have a win at Washington. That's by far their best win, in my opinion. You know, they were competitive in a midweek against Louisiana. You know, they had lost by 6 to LSU, so they weren't blown out. Again, competitive with, like, they've been competitive with Southern Miss. They've been competitive, you know, with teams, but
they should have beat ECU in a series, if not swept ECU.
Yeah, and, like, you know, beating Houston twice in the American Athletic Conference championship is impressive, or, like, not championship, you know what I mean, the tournament. But the American was not good this year. It, like, wasn't. Yeah, you beat ECU. Like, you're 2-2 against ECU. Like, Hayden, I did this in my show. I mentioned this in my Charlottesville preview. Like, ECU is scary because we know what ECU can be. But, like, if we think about what we've seen from ECU, one can make an argument in the Charlottesville regional, ECU is the least scariest team. When you factor in, like, the expect, like, you don't necessarily sleepwalk ECU. So, you know, from that standpoint, like, I think Tulane, again, record by far the worst in the field, you know, and yeah, sure, they're hot, but, like, it's not like they had to, like, you know, if the Big West had a tournament, right, and then Cal State, I don't know, what's the worst team in the Big West, Hayden? You would know this off the top of your head.
Yeah, probably California Baptist.
Okay, it'd be like Cal Baptist winning the Big West. Like, okay, like, I would argue that's still more impressive. But if there was a tournament field, you mean? If you know what I mean. So, like, I'm just not that sold.
Wait,
on
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm tripping. I'm drunk.
I'm saying Cal Baptist is in WCC, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm drunk. I was thinking of the other one.
Okay, let's just say for that sake, let's
I'm
say
thinking
Cal
of, I'm
Baptist.
Thinking of UC Riverside. Riverside.
There
that's
you go.
What I'm thinking of.
If Riverside swept, you know, not swept, but, like, got their way through a hypothetical Big West tournament and won it, that would even still be more impressive than what Tulane did in the American. Right. So, like, I'm not chalking that up. Tulane at 12, I'm just glad that we're in agreement with that because I'm not sold on it. At 11, man.
At 11, I'm going to list some teams that I think could go at 11.
Okay.
I think Maine could go at 11.
Okay.
I think, dude, honestly, between Maine, Nicholls, and Ball State, and even Ball State and Rider, I would.
See, you want to know who I've been leaning at 11? And I know this might be a crazy take, but I just based off the regional, like, and I just don't like expectation for them. I got San Jose State there.
Really?
I mean, the Mountain West, man, like, no disrespect to it, it's not a baseball conference. Like, Air Force almost ran that thing again, and their best players are literally on SEC teams now from last year.
Right.
And you look at San Jose State, like, I'm going to double check. I mean, they got a win at Texas. I know that. That's a good win for them. I think that really might be it for them. And like you mentioned, like, I watched a lot of Maine this year. I was very fascinated with the American East for whatever reason. I really enjoyed watching them and Binghamton kind of go at it, as well as not Canisius there in the MAC. Who am I forgetting in the American East? Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to the American East teams that I'm forgetting. But anyways, like, my problem with Maine, I would be fine with Maine here, Hayden, since you mentioned them. My fear is the fact that Maine, like, I don't know if you saw, but one of the D1 baseball guys projected them to win their regional.
Yeah, I saw that.
And, like, that guy is from the Northeast, so he's watched Maine a lot. And obviously there's going to be bias there, so I'm not – but, like, you don't do that unless you feel pretty high even about just their chances, let alone, like, will they actually do it. So that's what scares me. You mentioned Rider. I think that Rider has a phenomenal team. I watched them in that Duke back-to-back games in the midweek. I think that team can compete with anyone in the tournament right now.
Yeah, and they almost swept that series.
So I'm ruling them out of this spot. You know, Nicholls could fall here, but they have that win over LSU. It's going to carry some weight with them. You know, I'm not necessarily sold on the Southland as a baseball conference. So, You know, I'm fine if you want to go Maine here at 12 and maybe Nicholls at 11, since you mentioned – did you mention them too, didn't you not?
Right, Nicholls, and then San Jose State.
Yeah, so we'll go – so 12, sorry, was Tulane. 11 then becomes Maine. 10 becomes Nicholls. Yeah, I'm good with that. And then San Jose State at 9 is what you said?
Yep, and then are we thinking Ball State at 8?
Yeah. I mean, I might be putting or too actually, much.
No, do I go Ball State, dude, or
I go Rider?
You think Rider?
You go Rider? Well,
because I like Rider's pitching staff a lot better than Ball State. Ball State, you know what? Walks Wright everybody.
State. Right. Well, see, that's why I put Ball State there, because, like, you know, I put a lot of weight into Ball State winning the MAC. I think the MAC's one of the most slept on mid major baseball conferences there is, but. I mean, think about it. They almost fleeced themselves in that championship game. Like, they gave, what, a 9-3 lead up? There's, thankfully, Kent State decided to load the bases up for a Granny.
Dude, Ball State, are you talking about Ball State pitching right now or their offense?
Well, both. Their offense is phenomenal. Their pitching is terrible.
Yes, yes, dude. I've seen their pitch. Dude, they walked 50 guys in the span of 4 games to open the year at Charlotte.
Yeah, let's go Ball State 8. I think 8's like – that's not a slap in the face. That means you're in the top half of the 8 seeds – or the 4 seeds, I mean. So, like, that's not a – I mean, that's not a bad spot factoring everything in. You know, 7 is where I'd probably go Rider. Like, I mean, I give Rider a lot of credit. You know, Fairfield's a good team, obviously, as well in their conference. But, I mean, I don't think that, like, Rider's world beaters per se. I would hear out Wright State here, too. 11.7 sucks their wieners off. They have an RPI of 71, I think, or 77. But I'm not like, I mean, personally, I don't think Wright State's all that. And I don't think the Horizon League's some conference that I'm going to freak out about. And like, I'm going to double check Wright State's schedule right now, but I'm pretty sure they don't have any real notable wins. Like, that isn't like an Ohio State or something. In no respect to Ohio State, but anything special. Let's see. They won one game at Hawaii. They got one win at Kentucky. They won their series against
Army.
Oh, one
win at Kentucky? One win at Kentucky? Oh, and Kentucky's hosting?
Yeah. Hey, they did take the series over Army. So we may need to factor that in. So maybe we got Army here. No, Wright State. Did Ryder play Army too? Which wouldn't surprise me, because I mean they're not far from each other. But let me just double check real quick. But I'm willing to hear Army here too, because like Army scares me because I know they're good, but the Patriot League is terrible at baseball. Like it is. Like Navy was in second place for most of the year, and dude, when I tell you Virginia took Navy to the woodshed every time they saw each other, because Ryder has a win over Oklahoma. Ryder did not play Army.
Army swept Navy 5-0.
Yeah, let's go Army 7 here, just because Ryder has or Wright State has the head-to-head on them. Maybe go Wright State at 6 and Ryder at 5.
Dude, I just don't think Lipscomb is.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think they're that great. I think Army is better than them.
And when you look at Lipscomb too, like. They don't have great wins. Like, they took the opening series against Notre Dame. That's great and all. They got swept by Auburn. They lost at Georgia Tech. But then they just they got swept at Mississippi State. Tennessee took them to the woodshed. Vandy took them to the woodshed. They did beat Louisville, but again, we know what Louisville is now.
Right.
They did beat Arkansas. That is their claim to fame, that 11-inning win. Over Arkansas. You know what? I'm down if you are to put Lipscomb at 7, Army, like basically bump everything up. So it's Lipscomb 7, Army 6, Wright State 5, Ryder 4.
Right. I mean, hell, I can't even pronounce that damn team's name. But, anyways, I'm looking at their conference tournament here. They literally started the conference tournament 0-2. Dude, any other
what
conference
team
tournament?
If you go, what team name could you not say?
Bro, Lipscomb.
Oh,
I struggle with that one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, they did.
I've actually seen them before.
Hayden, I will say, do you know how the ASUN tournament is structured?
Yes, I do. I know exactly. It's that weird bullshit. It's what, 1 through 4, and then yeah, 5 through 8 based on RPI.
So I will say, like, not that you punish them for it, but they literally revenged both of those losses.
I mean, they literally did, but...
And FGCU is a lot better than anything that Army had to play. Like, remember, Army was in the loser's bracket the beginning of the tournament. Yeah, they had to win their way in.
Dude, they destroyed Bucknell.
You're right.
I watched
that
series.
You're right. I'm not disagreeing with you, but you have to keep in mind, again, Bucknell compared to FGCU.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Bucknell's not good. Their RPI is 184.
So do we want to go Army 7... Lipscomb 6, Wright State. I'm down to go Lipscomb 7, bump Army up, like Wright State up. So Ryder would become 4, Wright State would become 5, Army would become 6.
Here we
6.
Go. Here's what could be a deciding factor. Army does have the better record overall. Lipscomb has the better RPI by 2. They have the better strength of schedule, but non-conference record, Army's is better. Army has the better non-conference RPI. However, non-conference strength of schedule, Army's is 219. Lipscomb is 57.
Yeah,
let's see if I find quad one.
But their strength of schedule is getting credit for getting hammered by Tennessee and Vanderbilt. Like, again, the best win is Lipscomb with Arkansas. Again, I have Arkansas winning the national title in my thing. So I say we go Army 7, Lipscomb, Wright State 6, Lipscomb 5, Ryder 4.
We can do that.
Okay, we'll do that.
I'm fine with that.
That just kind of makes sense to me. You're not putting Lipscomb too high. I think Santa Clara's got to be 4 here. Who are we forgetting? Oh, we haven't done Penn yet, but that's fine. I think, like, Santa Clara is good. I just obviously did the, regional that they're in. Not sure what happened there, but we cut out. That's okay. Anyways, Hayden, that we have to kind of rock with, like, Santa Clara is good, but I don't think that they're better than any – I think Penn's better than them. Like, I know Penn's in the Ivy League, which is not great at baseball, but I do think Penn's better. I do think that who are we forgetting here? I definitely think Oral Roberts is better. We have to be missing somebody. Did I miss somebody?
You put down Nichols?
Yeah, I've got Nichols, got George Mason. Oh, that's what's throwing it off. Put George Mason at 17 for some. That'll do it. I don't know what I did on the notes where it counts up for you. So I don't know why this is all fucked up. Oh well. George Mason will just be 17 then, and I'll just fix it. I don't know. I can't, which is really stupid, without deleting the whole freaking thing, which is so dumb. Hold on. I wonder if I do it this way, if it'll restructure it or not. But anyways.
Hey, I'm just saying, only 2 4 seeds have made it to Omaha, and one of them have won it, well, since 1999, but.
True. All right, so, oh my goodness, now this thing's been a real pain in my ass. All right, so anyways, are we down to rock with Santa Clara at the 3 here?
Santa Clara 3, are we thinking Penn 2?
Yeah. Or do we want to go – let's go Penn 3. You know what? RPI does have to matter here, and Penn's RPI is not as great. So let's go Santa Clara here. I don't think Penn's going to make as much noise either. And then, I mean, Oral Roberts is in a league of its own. They are purely one.
Dude, Oral Roberts is literally in my top
25
right now.
They shouldn't be a 4. No. Like, when I was doing that Stillwater regional, man, like, I will say – Oklahoma State's regional is by far the most competitive top to bottom. I don't know if there's a single team in there, though. Like there's no, like, oh, that team's definitely going to beat Oklahoma State. You know what I mean? Like, I think Oklahoma State still should be the favorite in it, but it's like, wow, there's not a single game in that regional. I'm like, ooh, I don't want to watch it. So right. I'm very excited for that. For sure.
When you, that you mentioned that, when we get to the three seeds, I can tell you what I think might be the most competitive regional.
That sounds good to me. All right, let's just get to the three seeds at this point. Who do you think the worst three seed is, Hayden?
The worst three seed. Let me go in order here. It's not Northeastern. It's not Troy. It's not Louisiana. Obviously, it's not Fullerton. Not Sam Houston State. Sure as hell is not Indiana. I can make a case for Samford. Charlotte, I don't think so. Arizona, no. Carolina, no. Washington, no. Xavier, no. Oklahoma, no. UNC Wilmington, no. NC
State, yes. I think it is Charlotte.
Dude, if you told me that we could look at Samford, Charlotte, and NC State, I would be fine with those.
The only other I would also hear out Xavier. I understand like they just beat UConn in the tournament, but like let's calm down on UConn. They're not like I would say this UConn team's not as great as everyone thought they were.
Right. You know, and I mean, I don't think this is a
Xavier team, dude, that lost a series to Georgetown the weekend before the tournament. Sure, they beat Michigan, but the Big East sucks at baseball. Dude, they lost the midweek to Xavier. They lost their midweek to Indiana. Sure, they swept Creighton, but that's not saying a lot. You know, they swept Villanova. They got run ruled by Kentucky, and they lost their series to UConn in the regular season. They beat Wright State in the midweek. That's good, I guess. You know, I don't like they got one against West Virginia. That's impressive. You know, they obviously swept Wofford, but like Samford also did that to Wofford. So like I'm not putting too much into that. Dude, they took one against UCSB early in the year before UCSB, in my opinion, started to kind of get things going. They lost at Louisville. They were swept. They're 0-4 actually. Oh, I didn't realize they played Oregon four times already. Did you know that?
Yes, they opened with Oregon.
That's crazy that they're playing them a fifth time, like Xavier and Oregon. That's so, I think Xavier here. I know that's crazy, but like, dude, the Southern Conference, I know I'm biased, but it is a better conference than the Big East. I promise you, it's better than the Big East.
Yeah, but do we put someone, you know, and again, I hate going to this, I'm not a huge fan, but what is their RPI like? 44? Yeah, 44 RPI.
Yeah, but they're getting the RPI for getting hammered by UCSB and Oregon. And, you know, like Samford's you can make the argument.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
They beat Wright State. They beat Wright State again. Oh, they lost to Kentucky. Oh, nah, put them at 17.
Like, don't get me wrong, man. Like, Samford has a loss at Mississippi State, so I get that. They lost to Troy, so they have to be behind Troy, so I get that. You know, they lost to Alabama. Auburn canceled on them last time. Like, you know what? I love Samford. They're gritty, but I'm looking at it like I'm trying to take the bias aside. I mean, I'm going to go look at Charlotte real quick, but it might have to be Samford. Because, like,
Samford.
Because I do think that, you know, the grittiness of Samford has to play. I mean, again, I don't know many teams that can win three games at 8 a.m. in 9-hour span. But that doesn't – like you can't – that doesn't mean you're the best team of all time. I mean, Charlotte's 34-26. So, you know, Charlotte did sweep – or sorry, they didn't sweep. But, you know, you saw them against Ball State. So they're 3-1 against Ball State. They lost their series to Army, man. They lost Clemson early in the year when Clemson was kicking ass. They were swept by Virginia Tech. They lost to UNCW. They got hammered at North Carolina. They beat South Carolina in March in a midweek. That was kind of a big deal, but like, okay. You know, they split with UTSA in the regular season. They lost to North Carolina again. They lost to ECU again. I mean, they beat Coastal on the road. That was pretty impressive, but I mean, I guess they are 2-0 against South Carolina. So you know what? Sanford's 16.
Dude, they're 2-0 against South Carolina. They're also 2-2 against Dallas Baptist.
Yeah. Again, I'm not sold on Dallas Baptist like you are, but I will put Sanford at 16. Dude, I know you don't want to have this conversation, but I think Fullerton at 15 needs to be talked about. Because Fullerton, who has Fullerton beat?
Well, let's see. They beat 30. Well, I know they won 30. They beat Stanford. All right, first one. They took 2 of 3 against Texas.
Okay.
They took 2 of 3 at UC Irvine, who should be in a tournament. They creamed UCLA. They swept UC Davis, who was bad. They took 2 of 3 from Hawaii. They took 2 of 3 from Santa Barbara. Lost to USC by 1. They swept Riverside, not even close. Swept Bakersfield. They split with Arizona State. Won the series against Cal State Northridge. Beat USC.
You know what's amazing to me? Amazing to me, Hayden? Remember how Cal State Fullerton went so cold? I mean, yeah, it was cold, but I see that it was pretty much UC San Diego they went cold against. I mean, Long Beach State, yeah, they lost 2 there, but like, they still took the series against Cal Poly. Like, right. Yeah.
I mean, they really had – they went on –
Do you think Cal State Fullerton, though, do you think Cal State Fullerton is better than Xavier?
Yes.
Do you think they're better than Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think – who do you think is better, Charlotte or Xavier? I think you put Xavier here because of Big East.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte at 14.
I think Charlotte is better than Xavier.
So Charlotte at 14, Xavier at 15. Okay. I think you need to put Cal State Fullerton at 13. I'm down to put Sam Houston State at 13. I'm not very sold on them.
That's who I was going to say. Was Sam Houston State goes there.
And Fullerton at 12?
Fullerton above Sam Houston. So we have done 12 through 16, correct?
Correct. And then now I think 11's got to be Northeastern, man.
Hear me out.
All right, let's hear it.
Hear me out. And I can't believe I haven't mentioned this team yet. I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. And I get it. You know, I might be like the world's biggest hater of this team.
It's not NC State, dude. Don't even say it.
Dude, their only wins are against dog shit teams in the ACC.
It's not NC State, man. They have a winning record against ECU.
Who's not that good.
Okay, but that's still a winning record against – like, dude, Northeastern, who do they have? They have a win against
UConn. Boston College, UConn,
They didn't beat one of those two teams. I can tell you that right now. I remember they beat Maryland. That's great. But, like, I mean, dude, they couldn't even win their own conference. And, like, I know the CAA is good, but, dude, they were the third best team in the CAA. They're benefiting from the fact that they played tough non-con games.
Right, when NC State did not.
NC State did.
Non-conference, let's read them. Wagner, Belmont, New Jersey Institute of Technology, Midweek.
But also, they don't have to. They're in the ACC, for God's sakes. Like, they can only play so many teams.
Okay, you know who's not good in the ACC? I'm going to go on and be bold with this. Pittsburgh, not that good. Notre Dame, they were pretty relevant this year. I think Notre Dame actually should be in the tournament.
Dude, you just casually forgot that NC State took Coastal to the woodshed. You just casually slipped over that one, right?
Like, yeah.
You know, they beat a UNCG team that was pretty good. They got one against Miami.
UNCG?
One against Virginia. Dude, UNCG was in the playing on the last day of the Southern Conference tournament. It's over. UNCW lost to NC State both times they played them. Therefore, UNCW is better than Northeastern. NC State is better than UNCW. I will not hear – like, we did that in the 4 seeds. If you beat them, you're above them. Therefore, NC State is above UNCW, which is above Northeastern.
And I'm fine with that order of UNC Wilmington and Northeastern. I would even say, obviously, you have to go State over Wilmington because, like you said, State beat them. But, dude, I'm kind of big on the whole fact of – one, dude, NC State on Sundays against NC State on Friday and Saturday, completely different teams, completely different.
No, you're right. But, dude, Northeastern's playing in the CAA, and the bottom of the CAA sucks. Like, Charleston's your fourth best team. Charleston is not better than Pitt or Notre Dame or even Louisville.
Dude, I don't know. Oh, Louisville, that's a bold.
Dude, Louisville has some good wins. They faltered down the stretch. You know, you didn't want teams to get punished. I'm in agreement with you, right? But you're also let it, like, because you do think Kentucky stinks, right? Like,
I don't think they actually stink. Like, do I think?
Well, then you shouldn't think Louisville stinks, because Louisville won more series down the stretch than Kentucky in a pretty strong ACC.
Dude, I'm looking at a series loss to Florida State. That speaks for itself. A sweep at Virginia, a sweep at Clemson. They lost.
Hey, Hayden, stop looking at Louisville's record. We're not talking about Louisville. We're talking about teams in the tournament.
I'm talking about teams that they lost to. So you got me going on Louisville now.
So, like, again, like, they lost at ECU in one game, but again, they swept UNCW. They swept Florida State. They hammered Davidson. Like,
Davidson, dude, sucks.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, they did what they could. They took the series against Notre Dame. Like, been in. They lost the series at North Carolina. That's fine. Dude, they beat Duke in the ACC tournament. They had a chance to beat y'all in the ACC tournament, and they fumbled that. Like, they are better than Northeastern and UNCW, for sure. I'm not going to go 11.7 and put them as the four, but you could make an argument that they're better than Oklahoma and them, too. Oklahoma's done just as bad in the Big 12.
Right, but now are we? Now here's what we're thinking for 11. We're thinking among UNC Wilmington, Northeastern.
The only other team I could see at 11, Hayden, you won't like it, is Troy or Louisiana.
And I can see either one.
Who's better, Troy or Louisiana, in your opinion? Did they had to play, right? I'm assuming.
Yes, they are in the West Division, so they both had to play each other.
Who won that series? Troy?
I want to say Troy.
I'm pretty sure it was Troy, too.
I want to say Troy. I'm looking it up. Yeah, Troy did win that series, and it was at Louisiana.
So what's your thoughts? Because Louisiana made the Sun Belt Championship, so there's value to that. Northeastern at 11, Louisiana at 10, Troy at 9, UNCW at 8, NC State. Or, see, I think NC State's better than Oklahoma, man. Oklahoma shouldn't be in the tournament.
Also, keep in mind that Troy is one run away from being in the 2-0 matchup in the Sun Belt tournament.
Absolutely. And that's but again, like, are we going? So then, do you want to put Troy above UNCW, who won the CAA?
I would put Troy over UNCW, UNCW beat. Correct me if I'm wrong. They beat Northeastern, right?
Yeah.
So then do
you want to go 11 Northeastern, 10 Louisiana, 9 UNCW, 8 Troy,
and then 7? Then we talk about Oklahoma, NC State.
Yeah.
Dude, I would accept that.
All right, I'm down with that. Northeastern 11.
I could look at that, and I could make solid cases.
And that's fair, too, because now, like, in a way, we're putting the value in the Sun Belt. You know, basically, we're saying, okay, you lost the CAA title, then you lost the Sun Belt title, then you won the CAA, then you won the Sun Belt. I'm down with that. I think Oklahoma has to be 7. Like, they're dangerous, sure, but, like, dude, they got the benefit of an RPI and their res and, like, their name, their brand.
All
right,
well,
literally, I kid you not, I'm looking out my hotel room right now. There's a car with an Oklahoma decal on it. So I'm going to guess that they're in Charlottesville, Virginia for the regional. Just going to guess. So,
now hear me out. So you have Oklahoma. Name, give me NC State's best series win or season long, you know, split with a, you know, like a midweek or something like that.
You want to go ECU? Do you want to go UNCW? Do you want to go Notre Dame?
All right. Well, Oklahoma's best win is 2 against Stanford.
Okay.
I think Stanford is better than all those teams that you just listed for.
Yeah, but then I'm gonna read you something too that's nice about Oklahoma. Remember how you you said all these bad things about Oklahoma, you know, or excuse me, Oklahoma, NC State's, you know, beating all these, you know, bad teams and all this stuff. And that's, you're not completely wrong. Like, it's not like, oh, you know, NC State's got these, you know, incredible top five wins. But this is also an Oklahoma team that, you know, remember this team we were talking about not too long ago?
That one?
Yeah, yeah, that one. They lost the series there. They lost a game to Ryder. They won the series, but they lost a game to Ryder.
I'm telling you, Ryder's
they have a losing record against Abilene Christian. They have a losing record against Ohio State. Hey, they have a losing record against Wichita State. They lost
losing record
BBU.
As in they're 0-1.
0-2 against Wichita State.
0-2 against Wichita there.
They got swept by Kansas State.
Who I think should be in the tournament.
Yeah, no, but again, like, we're just making it. They beat Oral Roberts. That's a good win. They lost a series to freaking Baylor. By the way, I lied. They're 1-2 against Wichita State. My fault. They lost the series to Texas Tech. They lost their midweek to Oklahoma State by 1,000. you know, they swept Texas, which is impressive, but then turned
on the road
and lost to Kansas. Lost the series against West Virginia, which, again, that's not a bad loss, but, you know, wasn't a great loss. Lost their series to Oklahoma State. You know, lost Texas Tech and Oklahoma State in their thing, in their Big 12 tournament. I mean,
they went 2-3 against Oklahoma State in the span of, you know, a week, 8 days.
Yeah, but they also had that midweek loss to them, so they're 2-4 against them.
Oh, they played in the midweek early in the year.
I mean,
oh, yeah,
as much as you want to say that Stanford win's good, and I'm fine with that, that loss to Cal Baptist is bad. That'd been like if the NC State lost a series to the Citadel.
Right. Well, hey, they canceled that Sunday game, so the world may never know.
They wouldn't have lost the series, though. They already won that.
No, I know they already won the series, but.
And I think because Oklahoma's the last team in them at 7 is fair. I mean, dude, I'm also not against Arizona here, too.
No, I'm not either. But hear me out, though. Hear me out. You know the one thing I hate about this last team in and the last four?
It makes no sense.
If they're the last four in, why aren't they a 4 seed?
Well, I understand why they're not a 4 seed per se, but what I don't understand is why, like, they're so sporadically placed. You know what I mean? Like, I understand, like, because again, there are some, like, we have 3 seeds that, like, you know, Xavier, Sanford, there are AQs. So, like, obviously they should go to, like, but why is Sanford going to the freaking 13 or 14, whatever Auburn is, seed? That's our worst team.
Yeah.
How about this? Arizona 5, Oklahoma, excuse me, NC State 6, Oklahoma 7.
Right. Then Arizona 5.
Yeah. Arizona 5, NC State 6. We'll give Arizona 5. I mean, I could make an argument for it, NC State over Arizona. But Arizona did make a run in the Pac-12 tournament. And
almost beat Oregon.
The problem is, dude, Arizona got swept by Washington State. You know, Arizona got swept in 4 of their Pac-10 tournament – or Pac-10, geez, Pac-12 tournament – or Pac-12 regular season series. You know, actually, no, screw this. I think we got to go 5 – NC State, 6 Oklahoma, Arizona 7. Dude, Arizona only got in because they had a good last weekend. They played a lot of tough competition, but look at Arizona's record for a second. We were just bashing, you know, the two teams. We were going back and forth, and rightfully so. Dude, Arizona, oh my gosh. All right, so they beat Tennessee in their first game. That was great.
Right.
And then they got West Virginia. You know, they lost the series against West Virginia. Then they swept Cal, which is great. But then got swept by UCLA. They got swept at Arizona State. They got swept by Oregon. I just named their first 3 Pac-12 series as sweeps. They took the series against Washington. They lost 2 of 3 at Washington State. Then they swept Utah. Then they got swept at Oregon State. Then they took 2 of 3 against Air Force. They took 1 against Stanford in a 21-20 10-inning game, which is unreal. You know, they took USC. You know what? I think we got to forgive them for the earlier stuff. Let's just stick with it. Arizona 5, NC State 6, Oklahoma 7. We cool with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. 4.
All right, yeah, this is – all right, so here's So, correct me if I'm wrong, we have UNC, Washington, Texas Tech, Indiana.
I think Indiana's the four.
I think Indiana's my number one.
See, you're giving Indiana the benefit of the doubt, though, that their regional kind of sucks. Like, from a standpoint of there's no really –
regional sucks. They have the best regional.
No. They have the most competitive regional.
Right.
You have the worst one seed, in my opinion, there. Maybe the second worst behind Auburn. I think Auburn's a little worse, to be honest. But you have one of the worst – one or two worst number one seeds. West Virginia is down bad but very, very good. But like
one of the better two seeds.
No, I agree. But I'm saying that, like, they're not playing like, you know, and you're giving Indiana the benefit of the doubt that they can win their regional, but that's not what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to rank who has the best odds to win their regional.
Dude,
and
I'm,
like,
I'm
and
going
dude, Indiana,
the
dude,
you
Indiana,
thought they were gonna host. You thought Indiana was gonna host for like a while.
Yeah. Until about a month ago. That
dude,
changed
41
a month
and
ago.
18. What changed? What? Because
what
they got
changed?
Swept by, because they got swept by Maryland?
What changed? Look at their Big Ten record down the stretch, dude. And the Big Ten sucks at baseball.
Down the stretch. Okay, all right. So they lost two to Michigan State. And they lost by combined three runs, okay? Swept Purdue. Swept Northeastern. I'm looking at a lot of dubs. And obviously the sweep, they got swept by Maryland. They beat Louisville. Woo. They won the series at Illinois. They won the series against Iowa, who I think is obviously a damn good team. Won the series against Penn State. Swept Ohio State. They didn't have a bad – the Michigan State one,
dude,
I can
dude,
kind
dude.
Of see.
Hayden, we're ranking NC State above Indiana if you want to use this bullshit logic with me now.
They've won the Big Ten series. They won – their conference.
Hayden,
NC State
Hayden,
did not do that.
Hayden, give me Indiana's best win. It's best Iowa. Win. It's Iowa. It's Iowa, for God's sake.
They beat Texas, though. Out of one game, they beat Auburn.
Where's Texas at? I'm looking at the schedule right now. I do not see Texas on here.
Bro,
where is Texas?
It's week two.
Where is it? Where are you?
They went to
there you
Auburn.
Are. You're right.
Then they
there
went
you are.
To Texas.
You got, it's right. You got one against Texas. You lost to ECU.
Auburn.
Dude, they got hammered by ECU, a team you just said was be punishing NC State. Honestly, man, I kind of want to drop them behind NC State and them now. They don't have any good wins, dude. They don't have any. That's why I haven't had
Indiana
any host
State?
In
Indiana State?
That's
Kent State?
Kent State's
Iowa?
Not that good of a win, man.
I know it's not that good of a win.
Because based on that logic, UNCW is 10 times the better win for NC State. And they did it twice.
Okay, but hear me out, though. Indiana actually won games in their conference.
Dude, the Big Ten sucks at baseball, and you and I both know that.
Dude, I know it's not that good. I think that they
– No. Back up. The Power Five, it is a cliff from the rest of the Power Five.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting at. They're not in the – if you ranked the – you know, the
dude,
Power
the
Five.
The CAA is better than the Big Ten.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, it's a little hot of me, spicy of a take, but it's about the same.
The Sun Belt is for sure bigger than the Big Ten.
So then shouldn't you have Troy in Louisiana above Indiana?
If Indiana played Troy or Louisiana, I'm going Indiana.
Why? Because they've won more games? That's the only logic you're using.
They won the games that they played in.
And so Maryland's the best team in the Big
Their
Ten,
Their non-conference
right?
RPI is literally 12.
Hayden, Maryland's the best team in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah, I would go Maryland.
Yeah, and guess what their combined score against Maryland was?
Oh, they got absolutely obliterated.
Yeah. Dude, they haven't had a good win since...
Okay, but hear me out. In these midweek games, you play teams.
Ah, there you go. May 10th
real...
against Xavier. They got that midweek win against Xavier. That's...
But hear me out, though. In the midweek, you generally play teams that are in your area. You're not going to travel to the Southeast or whatever. They play who they can midweek. I mean, think about it. Why the hell would you go to like Arizona for a Tuesday game?
Yeah, and their midweeks have been Ball State and
because
Louisiana.
That's who they have in the area.
And Louisville.
It's in the North. Who else would they play?
That's my point, though. Like, they're not. You're saying their non-conference RPI is good because yeah, they're getting a quality win from freaking Louisville. You just told me we can't count them.
Hey, but Louisville's RPI is 46.
Yeah, but then NC State gets that credit too, and then we get to bump them back up. We gotta be consistent here. Like honestly, man, the more I think about it, Indiana honestly has a legitimate argument to be 7.
Because of
the Big Ten.
I get it. It's a bad conference, but I'm also one of those that when it even comes to football, I hate
Hayden. Oklahoma has a better record against Texas than Indiana.
Yes, Oklahoma swept Texas.
Dude, you know what? I think Indiana needs to be 7. Seriously. I think we need to bump everybody up.
Would they be behind Oklahoma?
Would they be behind Oklahoma in what?
In our ranking.
Actually, hey, if you ask me right now, who would I rather have in Virginia's regional, Indiana or Oklahoma? I'm thinking Indiana.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because Oklahoma's been to his College World Series in the last, year. Oklahoma has played much tougher competition than Indiana, has better wins than Indiana. Like, Indiana's good, man. We're fighting tooth and nail here. These are good teams. Or we have to nitpick. But there's nothing that, like, again, we look at the – I hate the common opponents thing, but that's one of the best ways to do this.
Right.
Indiana is, like, we take the common opponents, NC State's record against who Indiana's also played. NC State's got a better record. Oklahoma versus who Indiana's played. Oklahoma's got a better record.
Wait, NC State has a better record than Indiana with Indiana has 41 wins.
No, and the common opponents.
Oh, common opponents. Okay.
Because if that's the case, man, then we got to start ranking teams. We got to give what's their face? They're like Indiana State's the best team in the country. Or Virginia's the second best team in the country because they have the second most wins in college baseball.
Dude, I have Virginia pretty high. I mean,
I know, but I mean, like, they're not actually the second best team in the country. So I genuinely think Indiana should fall to 7 here. And then we just bump everybody up.
So who would you have at 6?
So it would just become 7. 7 becomes Indiana. 6 becomes Oklahoma. 5 becomes NC State. 4 becomes Arizona. If you're Arkansas, would you rather see Arizona or Indiana? I'd rather see Indiana.
If I'm Arkansas, you're talking about would I rather see Indiana or who?
Arizona, who's in their regional. I'd rather see Indiana. If I'm South Carolina, would I rather see Indiana or NC State? I would rather see Indiana.
Dude, I would rather see Indiana too. You know why? Who the hell from Bloomington, Indiana is going to go down there for that?
No, I agree. But again, like that's – I'm not saying that's part of it, but like Indiana, man, they're not – dude, we can't give the fourth – like, and think about it. I know it's the Big Ten tournament, but they didn't even finish in the top 4 of the Big Ten flipping tournament.
Yeah, that's because Michigan in the Big Ten is they're a tournament team.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. But NC State did better in their conference tournament, has beaten better. Like, we go down the list. We rank the top 10 non-conference wins, and I bet you NC State has more, like, 1 through 7 than Indiana does. And then you go and you rank in the conference, and the ACC is light years better than the Big Ten. Dude, you throw NC State in the Big Ten, they do what Indiana did against the Big Ten opponents.
You might be throwing them in there. Like, legit.
Yeah, true.
But
no, anyways, they're more SEC. They don't have academics.
Yeah, they do not.
Our teams are going to be in the Big Ten.
Correct. Speaking of NC State, you know what's funny with them? I was going to say this, man. Their left fielder legit got confused by some of our frat guys in the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
They started yelling, ball, ball, ball. And this dude starts looking around for a ball. Like, he legit thought that a ball was hit in his general area and could not find it.
I've never heard Nick get so mad at, like, NC State guys falling for crap like that. It happens all the time.
Bro, I mean, dead serious. Like, and we –
it happened at, like, Clemson, I think, or something. I don't know. It happened somewhere. Like, it was a big – like, it was in a big situation. North Carolina. Happened at North Carolina. They yelled ball, and the dude, like, looked, and, like, the ball dropped.
Yep.
But, no. But, anyways, let's get back to this. We've been doing this for a while, and I don't want it to be too long of a pod. I think you just bump everybody up. You put Indiana at 7, because I'm all – like, I do want to reward – the Pac-12, Big 12, and ACC teams.
Right, and I think, you know, the Big 12 is obviously bigger, better than the Big 10. I think the Pac-12, oh, God bless. Who do you think is better, the Pac-12 or the Big 12?
I'd say the Big 12, but I also would say, like, Arizona is better than Oklahoma.
Right, because then you have, you know, USC, not
like,
terrible.
Like UCLA, I think, not terrible. Like, I think NC State and Oklahoma are equal, but we're going to get the tiebreaker. I think NC State, Oklahoma, and Indiana might be equal. I think the tiebreaker's got to be the conference. Like, I don't really genuinely know who's better. Like, I think if they play, like, it'll be a 2 of 3, and any of those teams could take the 2 of 3. And we're just gonna, I think we've got to give the tiebreaker to the conferences. I think Arizona's better than both, especially now. Like, they've been playing the best ball out of anyone that we're ranking here.
All right. Well, Arizona also made it to their conference championship.
No, you're right. No. For sure. That's what I'm saying. Arizona should be 4. NC State should be 5. Oklahoma should be 6. And Indiana should be 7. Because I think NC State, Oklahoma, and Indiana are all kind of neck and neck. And then he's got to rank the conferences, ACC, Big 12, and Big 10. And then Arizona is better than all three of those teams just by a little bit. And again, they're in the Pac-12, so it's a good conference.
Right. I mean, it's not a bad conference.
No, not at all. So again, you put them there. I think then you put Texas Tech at 3 because, again, they're, I think, a little bit better than Arizona. And again, Big 12, good conference. Or you put Washington here. I'm down. It's one of those teams where they've been very wishy-washy. But so is Texas Tech, I guess, too.
Yeah, honestly, you could – no, 2 and 3, you can put – any way you want, honestly.
Now, do you think, though, the number one seed, though?
Yes. If okay. Yeah. And when I was looking at it, you know, just throughout the year.
Because that's because that's also my argument with Indiana, too. Like, and maybe, like, it can go your way, too. You can flip it on me. But, like, you know, Iowa should be in this conversation for, like, we should be debating if they're one of the top 3 seeds. And yet, somehow, they're a 2 seed. So, like, I think there's, like, because you and I think both agree that UNC and Iowa should be flipped. And, right. Yeah. And it's, and because of that, like, that's kind of our subconscious way of saying, well, it's the Big Ten, man. Like, that's not that great. So UNC one then seems to be a lock, which is, I mean, I know that's got to be painful for you to say. So at least I know you're being honest.
No, I think no, UNC could.
I guess. So
I thought UNC was a 2 seed.
Washington or Texas Tech? Because my brain and, like, just knowing Texas Tech, they got to the Statesboro Regional Final last year. Obviously, I think they got to their Super Regional year before. You know, Texas Tech obviously is a hell of a baseball program. I mean, I think that Washington, especially if they're clicking, is better than Texas Tech.
All right, well, hear me out. Texas Tech has played 25 Quad 1 games. Washington has played 13. Both of them are one game under 500. When you look at quad 2, kind of the same when it comes to percentages. Washington is 12-8. Texas Tech is 5-3. When you look at RPI, they're only separated by 5. Their overall records, I mean, almost comparable.
You know what's different, though, is Washington's 12-8 against quad 2. Where Texas Tech is 5-3.
Right, they only played
Texas Tech also has 4 quad 4 losses.
Correct, and Washington only has 2.
Yeah.
And I get it. They played more quad 4 games than Washington, but you know what you should do in quad 4 games? What should you do in
here,
those games?
You know, you want to know why I'm going with – well, yeah, I'm saying the 4 losses is bad. But here's right. here's what I'm going to say. I think this is what makes Washington better. Washington is 16-8 on the road. Texas Tech is 6-10. Texas Tech is 30-7 at home. I'm sorry, but we're trying to talk about the best 3 seeds here. Texas Tech, you ain't playing at home, bud.
All right, hear me out. Washington swept Oregon at the end of the year. I know they lost in the semifinals of the Pac-12 tournament, but they swept them in Eugene. Pretty impressive.
So here's the thing here. Granted, we're talking about automatic qualifiers, but they were 2-2 against Santa Clara, who's obviously a team in the field. They swept San Jose State, who's in the field. They lost. What the heck? Why is – I hate when I get an ad on Warren Nolan because then I can't scroll over. They lost to Tulane. Obviously, they took one against Oregon State. They only took one against Arizona. They took one against Stanford.
And the two losses against Stanford, they swept.
They honestly kept USC out by sweeping them. To be honest, like you said, they swept Oregon. That loss, that series loss at Cal is like that's the thing is down the stretch, man. Washington.
Like, I mean, it equals out though a sweep at Oregon and then a series loss at Cal. Like, I think that just
I agree with you. Or Texas Tech, you know, obviously it took 2 of 3 against Kansas. They lost the series to West Virginia. You know, they lost one to Sam Houston, who's in the field. They lost the series to K-State. They did take care of business by winning the series against Baylor. They took the series against OU. You know, I think the 1-1 against Stanford's impressive. But again, you know, Washington got 1-2, so I think it almost cancels out there. Hey. I think getting swept by Texas is brutal, but they, you know, they won the series against Oklahoma State. Let's see. They took the series against Iowa. I think you got to go Washington 3, Texas Tech 2. Better wins for Texas Tech.
I'll be fine. I mean, like I said, you can go either one, but we're talking about I just want to talk about that regional for a second. Dude, you have Oklahoma State and Dallas Baptist, dude, and the rankings are separated by one spot.
Oh, I know. Spots, yeah. And the funny part is Dallas Baptist has a better RPI.
Right. Right.
That was the last preview I did. I was like, this is hilarious.
Yeah. As long as we go UNC 1, that's really what – and then obviously Washington, Texas Tech, I think that would be your next 2 and 3, flip-flop whichever way you want. You know, realistically, all bias aside, all hatred aside, I'm fine with any order of Indiana, Oklahoma, Arizona, NC State. And then I'm like, I think we got it in order. I'm good with any order of Troy, Louisiana, Northeastern. Troy, Louisiana, Northeastern, somewhere around there, UNC, Wilmington, you know, floating around that area. And then I think we hit the bottom. I think we hit 12 through 16 pretty spot on.
No, I think it's good. I mean, I could hear an argument for Charlotte over Sam Houston State, but like Charlotte had some rough patches too. You know, Sanford's a nitty gritty team. You know, I like it. So I'm going to screenshot these, Hayden. I'm going to put these out and then I'll obviously release the podcast shortly afterwards. Hayden, I'm going to give you 1 minute to tell the listeners anything college baseball related, whether it be your excitement for tomorrow, your game to actually, you know what? What is your game to watch tomorrow or game you are most excited to watch?
The game that I'm most excited to watch, Boston College and Troy is one. Texas, Louisiana is another one. A&M and Fullerton.
Pick one.
Oh God! If I have to pick one,
I'm only giving you one TV screen and 3 hours of time, or 3.5 hours of time to watch it.
Dallas Baptist, Washington.
I like it
because we already agreed that Washington is one of our better three seeds. I think Dallas Baptist should be hosting. I think it'd be good competition for DBU. I would pick that over Texas, Louisiana, they would be my two, and then my three would be Boston College, Troy.
I like it. I guess I'll do a top three then. My number one might be very surprising to you, Hayden. It's Charlotte and Tennessee, because I think that like Clemson fans are going to be there. They're going to be cheering. Like it's literally going to be Clemson versus Tennessee crowd wise.
Right.
So, you know, Clemson fans are going to be cheering for Charlotte. I think Charlotte can do it. I'm very curious. Like, if Tennessee can convince themselves this is a home game, rut-row. But if they play like Tennessee on the road, Charlotte's probably winning the ball game. I think two for me is Samford Southern Miss, because I do I'm with you that Southern Miss. Like, I mentioned it when I previewed the Auburn Regional, Hayden. Like, I genuinely think that like Southern Miss deserves to host more than Auburn does.
Right.
And so I think that like you're gonna have a Southern Miss team. They're gonna ride, you know, the magic that is, you know, the end of an era there. And then, you know, again, I think Samford, like, Samford might not be the best team, but Tony David and that club, dude, they are just fucking gritty. They are so gritty. So I think that could be a very – because, like, I think in a way – I'm not saying that Southern Miss will overlook Samford, but Samford's going to be guns a-blazing where Southern Miss might kind of have in the back of their head, oh, we're coming for you, Auburn. We're going to get you, you know, kind of thing. Plus, something about me watching – because I don't know if you know this, but Auburn's got, like, a little monster in left field, kind of like,
yes,
you know,
I do
Fenway.
I have been there.
And as someone that watched Samford players hit a ton of home runs to left field in multiple games against ETSU this season, both in Johnson City, but also at a, you know, monster park at or green monster type park in Greenville, that scares me. So I have nightmares. But then my third one, Hayden, is Louisiana, Texas.
Right.
Because, I mean, let's just be real. Like, that's that game feels like more of like a 1-0 matchup. So the way Louisiana's playing and how Texas can be, like, also, too, I mean, what Texas – like, actually, which version of both these teams shows up? Because both these teams have had really ugly outings and really great ones. So very excited for that. Hayden, well, I got to get up somewhat early. It's literally 12 hours before I'm sitting in Davenport Field, Disharoon Park, to be – I'm nervous for Virginia and Army, so hopefully it goes well for the Hoos. And then obviously my butt will be in the seats for ECU and Oklahoma, which I'm very much looking forward to because I'm also, one of my coworkers' friends just, moved to William and Mary. He's working there from Kansas State. So, I've invited him to come and guess what he'll be wearing during the Oklahoma game? All K-State gear to remind people how much they were robbed.
Oh, he will be on TV.
Oh, we've already decided that I'm tweeting it out as soon as I see him. It's going to be phenomenal. Justice for K-State. I might even make a sign for him to hold, for him and I to hold up. This is justice for K-State. If I would have known that he was coming before I left, I would have brought my K-State shirt for that game. And oh, I could have done that myself. Damn it. Oh, I didn't think. I have a win the dang day K-State shirt that I could have done. And I just would have taped underneath it and yet still don't get in. But, oh, missed opportunity there. But anyways. As always, thank you for listening, everyone. Hayden, thanks for hopping on so late at night. The best time of the year starts tomorrow. As always, go ACC.